Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. We're trying to figure out. So you were making a point. The last of the Riley guys are gone. Is this Scott's roster?
I guess any roster that he's coaching is his roster.
But most of the guys are gone, other than the super seniors. Super seniors.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Because of COVID, you just never know.
Yeah, kind of flip things up. From the Sartor Hammond text line, we're trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out. Like, Jay's comfortable where he is. I'm trying to figure out, for me, what needs to happen.
They need to play better. Period. Play better.
But you know that's oversimplification. It's not just that. It can't be.
It's 85%
right. Like it can't be.
I'm at a point where I think it's almost I wouldn't say it's a personal choice, but it's a personal decision.
So your kids playing, like, you got, you know, eighth graders, right? And at some point, if you said to them, y'all just got to play better, would that be a statement of resignation, or is that a statement of resolve? Like, which one is that?
I'm not going to resign, but I'm not going to sit up there and lie to them and say, like, if they're not playing good, I'm not going to tell you that you're playing good.
Okay, so but you would coach them to play better.
Yeah, but if they keep playing, but sometimes people fight it, and they fight it in different ways. It could be outwardly, inwardly. You could kind of act like you're doing it. There's people that here's an example. You could have somebody that's playing hard, looks like they're playing hard, right? But they're not playing with the right intentions. So actually, you're causing a lot of chaos in basketball.
Okay.
That's just where it's at. Now, to the person that just walks into the gym, you'd be like, oh, man, Nick plays hard. He's all over the place. Mm. Well, you just punched a hole in any type of matchup zone, man-to-man defense we've done, because now you're going to left me and you to guard four dudes.
Right.
Wow. So you got to play better. At the end of the day,
that's saying the Big Ten Conference is a players conference rather than a coaches conference. And if it's not a coaches conference, then you're paying
got to coach better.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, if you're coaching, you got to go play better, dude.
Whose record does it go to, though?
Losses of the coaches, but yeah. that's you're trying to get to a place. I'm not going. I'm more savvy than that. It's not. I know football good enough. I know guys can play better. They can play better, and I have no problem telling them either.
Well, see that part.
I have no problem telling. That doesn't mean I don't like
that
you.
Part.
That doesn't mean it's personal.
Okay.
All you got to do is play better.
Okay.
Like, so, dude, you might need to prepare better. If you need to prepare better, then that's a personal choice. You just be. There's only 20 hours a week, right? That's. That's meetings. That's meetings, weight room, practice.
Right.
So after that, if you, like I always said, if you want to be just average as a player, just punch your clock and your scholarship check will clear and you'll be able to go to do whatever. Mm-hmm. And that show up on time, keep your nose clean, get decent grades, go to meetings, practice hard. And when you play, you'll usually get the fruits of your labor. If you want to be great, I can guarantee you a high percentage of, if we're talking about Ohio State, those guys are doing overtime when it's during the season and before the season and the offseason.
That's really good, because then that tells me that there is a difference between the players and their
there's
efficiency.
Guys that have done their work hard, but you're asking me what I would tell anybody is, dude, you got to play better. You got to find a way to do something different than what you've been doing. Because what you've been doing is 3-6, right? Or whatever the record is.
But
and it's not all directly correlated, right. You could see areas where everybody could play better.
So if Nick, let's say this, Nick is Nick's playing catcher for you, and Nick struggled, but Nick looks like he's working hard. You have another catcher. What do you say to Nick?
Well, it depends on what he's struggling at. You need to work on your weaknesses. Are you asking me whether Logan Smothers needs to
contribute? No. No. I'm not in that lane at all. I just want to know, do those players know? Because it would seem to me like –
the players know what?
Do players know they need that simply that they can impact this thing simply through what they do?
Oh, I'm sure they know.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they know. I mean, these kids aren't – I mean, they're good kids. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, they've had – you know, I mean, they just that Purdue game. They didn't play up to their. They didn't play up as well as they knew they could or should. And that's just part of football. And that's what makes football so hard to play is that you have to be ready to play at your best or close to your best 12 times a year. And there's things that you control, and the hardest part is controlling it and staying with it and what you can control. And then you got to have, in this case, if you're talking about offense, defense, 21 other guys, if you count yourself, to make 22 to do all the same thing. And it all with the, you know, you're operating individually, thinking collectively, and you got to all think the same way.
Is there a way to unite a group of players who will play better being united than players that are playing selfishly?
I mean, like I said, I've always liked the makeup of the team. I like the whole vibe of the team. I envision that they'll play well on Saturday. So I don't think they need to, you know, big speeches. I think they realize that you know, the last two games wasn't their best showing, and they want to go and play well, and they probably feel confident. They should feel confident playing against anybody. They've played everybody. Whether you know, at the end of the day, it matters wins and losses. But at the end of the day, they've played everybody to the, you know, last few minutes or whatever you want. Neck and neck, in some cases, gave away games against highly ranked teams. So they're not going to show up here and be like, oh man, we just need to lay over and just get this over with and let's try to push fast forward on the clock.
At Tanger Outlets, find hundreds of brands at unbeatable value. Save big on outerwear, must-have handbags, active essentials, classic favorites, footwear, and more, up to 70% off. Shop Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. All the best brands, all on sale, every day. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Assume they're going to come out and compete.
Well, they're still building resume. Like, yeah. there's still tape there. So, Nick, let's pull up. Derek is on the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Let's bring him in. Derek, what's up?
Hey, DP, Jay. The other thing, too, Jay, that goes along with playing hard is playing smart.
Right.
And when you can add both of those elements together, and I'll give you a case in point, Garrett Nelson. I mean, his first year, he was a dynamo. But he didn't necessarily line up correctly. He didn't necessarily read the keys. But look at him today, and you see playing hard and smart does make a difference. The one thing I want to touch on, though, DP, about what makes Nebraska different and also unique from all the other programs, especially the Ohio programs, et cetera, is that we have a state of about 2 million people, which means in any given year you've got about 1 to 3 scholarship type of players that you're going to want to pull from the state, and that varies. But the thing that I think we've gotten away from recruiting-wise is getting the best from North Dakota, getting the best from South Dakota, and now you've got teams like Minnesota who've had recent success that are kind of competing for us against us for those players. And the thing that concerns me is that I believe recruiting and the overall talent level has taken a big dip. I mean, not a big dip, but a noticeable dip. Otherwise, Coach Frost wouldn't be playing with 7 or 8 of Mike Riley's players right now. And so, you know, I think the culture thing and the you know, the level of athlete thing, I think that was overplayed a little bit. I want to see us get back to solid recruiting in the Midwest, including St. Louis and also Minneapolis, because we've had good success there as well as Denver for metro areas. And I think that's what's going to get this team back on course. If you go back and you look at Frost's offense when he had Mo Washington, you could really see how that offense is designed to work. He doesn't have the speed that he needs right now. And I'd like to hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. Great show.
Thanks. Thanks, D. Jay, what do you got? What's your response?
You know, I think it's, you see this in the NFL draft, and I think it starts, I don't know, I guess you could say middle school or peewee leagues, but I just think I think there's a tremendous amount of athletes out there, right? Because they can go and there's more places to go get trained, right? To make you a better athlete earlier in your athletic career, but there's not a lot of good football players anymore. There's not. And and that's the hardest thing to do. And is when you have, and this is high school coaching, and even before, the way that these running these high school programs, they're just trying to out-athlete everybody, but they're not teaching them football. So then once they get here or a college, it's a big change. And, you know, it's win now, win at all costs and stuff like that. So the ability to develop kids is sometimes is a little bit harder. Also, like after, I don't know, sometime in the 2000s when the landscape of college football changed and they wanted more parity, you know, it's not going to affect the Ohio State, Michigan. It shouldn't affect places like Texas, Bama, and all those type of places, right? It wouldn't. It shouldn't, in theory. That's when you really look at the who they've hired as a coach, X, Y, and Z. Like, you see the downfall of a school like Florida State and also sometimes like a Miami is really based on coaching and what the right fit is. It'll affect places like Nebraska more because what you used to have when it wasn't as much parity is that you'll get the kids that'll come here and wait a couple years and then they'll be ready to go. Now they can be on TV at the same amount at Ohio University, at MAC schools and stuff like that. So it's a lot different. And, you know, you really don't know what you have as a recruiting class until they're, you know, 4 or 5 years into this thing. You know, you really don't know what you have yet. You know, because you could, you know, I've played with a ton of guys that were, I don't even know what it was, blue chip All-Americans way back in the day or USA Today, you know, whatever it's called. And, you know, they couldn't bust a grape, weren't worth a plum nickel, and then you got other guys that end up being pretty good. So it's just a matter of, you know, the circumstances, how they like competition and how they, you know, are put in positions to develop. But then also how they develop themselves. How much I keep saying it. How much work are you going to do outside of your regularly accounted for hours is really going to, you know, separate you. And it has nothing to do with coaching. If me and Nick are competing for a spot and we're somewhat close athletically, but I have a little bit more dedication to my craft, and Nick could actually be a better athlete than me, but if I put in more time and have more reps, I mean, Nick will never be able to beat me out just because he won't have the football I don't know, whatever you want to call it, the football like movements, won't have the confidence in what he's doing. I actually probably might be able to play faster than Nick because I know what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and why I'm doing it. And, you know, and then I'm probably obviously more of a competitor, and that's just, you know, where it's at. You know, I just think that, you know, Nebraska, extremely young team. Obviously, you see it the way they play at times, and that's why you see the up and down. You see them, you know, say for, you know, a couple quarters, they look really good, and you see a couple quarters, they look like they can't get out of their own way, and then it's always like a mix and match, and you never really know what you got because they're an extremely young team. And when you have a young team with a you know, lack of experience, and then you know, that's what you get. You know, this is not making excuses for the record. You know, I mean, you know, I know Bill Parcells it was the famous quote: "You are what your record says you are, and you earn your record." But ultimately, you know, every record is not the same. But you know, Nebraska's done, enough to themselves, whether it's, you know, self-induced, you know, penalties and all, you know, or whatever it is, you know, whatever it was. You know, at the beginning of the season, you know, we couldn't, you know, go without, like, a legal procedure or penalty. Then it was something else. So we had to, you know, we got to get out of our own way.
Well, it's all of that, like I said, if there was a magic cure, I think we've had it by now. Matthew, sit tight on the Honda Lincoln Hotline. We'll get back to you right after the break. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.